Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Going on today, we're going to talk about another way that Jesus prayed. Go to Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew 26. I tell you, friends, we're on the right track. The Lord is really helping us. I believe we have more prayer going on, proper prayer, last week. I believe people are making adjustments, and it's affecting this church. I did quite a bit of praying last night, and I'm convinced, the Lord led me to pray this way, I'm convinced that the limitations are coming off, and the restrictions are coming off for the Lord to move. This is His place. We're His people. This is His family. Amen. And I'm not going to be satisfied. We're not going to stop. You're not going to stop until the Holy Ghost is completely free in our midst and with us. Amen. He can do what He wants with us, when He wants, the way He wants, and that every time we come together, we do not leave with the Holy Ghost not satisfied or not through. Amen. That He always says everything He wants to say, and He does everything He wants to do. Now, I'm not saying we're there, but we're getting there. Amen. A lot of it has to do with us being taught, learning how to yield, learning how to cooperate with Him. But we must be hungry for this. And we must pursue it. And prayer is a part of this. Well, in Matthew, the 26th chapter, we see Jesus at prayer. And a specific kind of prayer. Matthew 26, in verse 36. Listen with your spirit. Let these words get in you. Let the Lord talk to you. Matthew 26, 36. Then comes Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith to the disciples, sit ye here while I go and what?
Pray.
Pray yonder, over there. And He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said He to them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And He went a little farther and fell on His face and prayed, saying, He did what?
Pray.
He prayed. And this is what He prayed. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will. And He come unto the disciples and find them asleep, and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and what?
Pray.
And pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, Your will be done. And He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Now here is a prayer where He prayed the same thing more than once, and it wasn't vain repetition, and it wasn't a lack of faith. Right? But there are other times He warned us not pray the same thing over and over again. People get in trouble when they take one passage or verse on prayer and they try to say, well, this is all there is to prayer. Well, no, you got to take everything that the Bible says on prayer. There are many different areas of prayer. There are many different ways of prayer, many different kinds of prayer. Ephesians talks about, one translation said, praying with all kinds of prayer. All kinds. So there's more than one. This prayer I call the prayer of submission. The prayer of submission. Now involved in this is also commitment. Submitting to the will of God and committing to do the will of God. Everybody say submission. And commitment.
Amen.
Brother Kenneth Hagin, Sr., my father in the faith, he said this ever since I knew him. He said one of the biggest problems with the modern church today is lack of commitment. Lack of commitment. And the further you go, boy, you see that. I mean, it just affects the generation, the whole generation. We're in a generation of people who don't know what faithfulness is. I mean, if it gets tough, they quit. I mean, Phyllis was talking about marriages. So many of the marriages failing. Why? Well, when the thrill is gone, people quit. If it gets difficult, they quit. If it gets hard, they quit. But what if Jesus had quit? I said, what if he'd quit when it got tough? Just because it's tough doesn't mean that you're supposed to bail. The Bible teaches us to even endure hardness as a good soldier, right? We prayed for the families of the fallen. How many know it's not always easy on the battlefield? My, my, what an understatement. I mean, what if people say, well, you know, it's cold. I'm not fighting today. Or it's too hot, or it's too dusty, or it's too this, or it's too that. Well, no, it is what it is, and you got to deal with it. And we must know how to pray like Jesus prayed here. And it not just be words, but that we know how to submit to the will of God, and we know how to commit to doing the will of God, and we know how to rest on His grace and believe that it is sufficient and gird up our loins and be strong and be real men of God and real women of God and do whatever it takes to get the job done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Lord told this church, He said, I'm growing this church up quickly. I believe that. And I believe we're not going to be a church full of wimpy babies that bail every time something is uncomfortable, but that we know how to set our face like flint and having done all to stand, stand. Yeah. And got a church full of people who do not run,
amen,
who do not quit,
yeah,
who do not faint.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, sir.
You know, Brother Lester Summerall, who's in heaven now, I was in a number of his meetings in the beginning days of my ministry. You know, he'd beller sometimes like a bull. And one thing he'd say sometimes, you know, why did he made it as far as he had? And some of the things he'd beller and say, I didn't quit. I wouldn't quit. And for anybody that you want to see that has had some success in the things of God, you can know this, they had opportunities to quit. They had situations where they were tempted to quit. They were tempted to do something else. And that's what this whole prayer is about. Jesus is being tempted. To what? To not do this. To not go through with this. Isn't that what He told them to do? Watch. You watch and pray. Why? Why? So that you won't enter into, you won't yield to the temptation. Why? Because they were about to encounter some, not all, but some of what He was dealing with right then. And because they didn't watch and because they didn't pray, they weren't ready, like Peter, when he was tempted not to stick with Jesus all the way, he didn't. when he was scared, when it was tough, when the pressure was on. He said, I don't know him. No. I don't want to do that, do you? I said, I don't want to do that. Ever. Never do I want to fail the Lord. Never do I want to not be there for him. When he calls, you want to be there. When he leads, you want to go all the way. Right? Follow fully. These are the only people who will get the full reward. And these are the only people who are going to be promoted and going to be used and see the word come to pass in their life like it's written. This is one of the biggest reasons why people don't grow up and mature. Because they quit. They bail. It gets hot in the kitchen, so they get out the kitchen. Phyllis and I, there's no doubt in my mind that we would not be standing before you today in the ministry enjoying the blessings of God if we had not stuck it out in some situations. There were numerous times. There are certain points in our life in ministry. I mean, night after night, I'd go into a separate bedroom and fall across the bed and cry and say, Lord, let me do something else. Lord, let me do this. And, you know, if you're a good soldier, you can't write your own orders. People don't have that mentality in the church today. You know, it's... If you're a soldier, you get stationed where you're stationed. Yes. And that's it. Amen. You get stationed in Alaska in the wintertime. You don't get up there and 3 days later go, man, it's cold up here. It's too cold. I ain't cut out for this. I can't do this. Don't we have a base in Honolulu? I'm going to Honolulu. Bye. See y'all. No, you don't write your own orders. You're AWOL. Right? Yeah. Out of the will of the army, for one thing. Yeah. How many know we got a lot of AWOL Christians? A lot of AWOL Christians. Yes, they go to churches when they want to, and they quit and change churches when they want to. They do jobs when they want to. They change jobs when they want to. They change husbands. They change wives when they want to. They just do what they want to, when they want to. They are not serving the Lord. They're completely out of the will of God. And they wonder why they're not blessed. No, that's not us. Somebody say, that's not us. Not us. We show up for duty. We stay where we're stationed. We do what we're told to do. Amen. And we stay as long as it takes. And we go as far as it takes to obey Him. Will that always be easy? No. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.